Thank you, Megan. And how good is it to honour someone who is very Christ-like, humble, serves. That's great. He's going to go get the muffins now. So there's just an example of who he is, his character. That's great. But you know, I thought I was a bit of a run-in for this award because, you know, I've got five kids and, you know, but then seven kids, he beats me. So, but it's nothing to do with how many kids you have. About how you act, about your character, and we just honour Dave, and it's a privilege to have him as part of our church. So happy Father's Day, everyone. But I want to acknowledge right from the word go that the word happy and Father's Day for some don't go together. For many people, Father's Day, there might be a sense of grief or loss or perhaps anger or resentment when they think about their own fathers. And it's sometimes hard to conceive of our God as Father because we take these emotions and these feelings that we have of our own fathers and we put them on God and we relate to God in that way. And so it's often very hard for some people to actually conceive of God as Father. And yet the Bible helps us to understand the mystery of God. By declaring that he is a king, he is a judge, he's a ruler, he's many things, but one thing is he's a father. And so I want to talk this morning about what happens when we allow ourselves not only to understand but to experience the Father's love, what that actually does to us. How does knowing and experiencing the Father's love change us from the inside out? And here's the thing. Even if you had the most awesome dad in the world, even if your dad was David Potter, our Heavenly Father's love is far greater. It far outshines any love that you have experienced. And so, whether you've had a good experience or a bad experience of fatherhood or whatever, we're actually all in the same boat, that we have one true Father in heaven who loves us beyond any comprehension. And that's why Jesus in Matthew said, you as fathers, even though you're evil, even though you fail, you want to give good gifts to your children. How much more does our Father in heaven give good gifts to those who love him? And so I've got two questions quickly this morning. What does our Father's love look like? How is it different? How is it far greater than love that we have? So what does it look like? And in experiencing this love, what does it actually do to us? I want to start, though, with a story. It's a memory of my own fatherhoodness. I always make up words when I'm preaching fatherhoodness. The memory from when I was a father, I still am a father, of Skylar when she was about 3 years old, I think. I think Jackson was a babe in arms. We went down to Moana and we drove onto the beach. Remember when you could drive onto the beach at Moana? And we backed the Magna up and put the back lid up so we could have our picnic in the back of the car, and we had the picnic rug out. We're enjoying the sunshine. It was a beautiful day. It's fantastic. And there were waves breaking on Moana Beach, beautiful beach break. And I had my surfboard with me, so I was able to take a few minutes and go out surfing. The thing about beach breaks is quite often you go either up or down the beach, depending on which way the rips are going. And you can either struggle and try and stay in the same spot, or you just sort of go with it and catch whatever waves come. So I was going with it that day, and I ended up far, far down the beach. And I thought, oh, it's probably time to come in. Joe's got the kids. I'll come in. So I come in and I got the board under my arm. I'm walking back up the beach towards where we had the car parked. And Joe goes to Skylar, look, there's Dad. And Skylar looks up and she sees me. And instinctively she gets up and she just starts running towards me. And she's giggling like I heard you giggle. She's giggling as she's running. She's just running full pelt, running towards her daddy. And I see her and I hear her and I go, I hear you, Skylar. And I drop my surfboard and I'm finding myself just running, and I'm running towards her. and I'm getting down low, and she comes to me, and I've got my arms open wide, and I grab her, and I pick her up, and I spin her around in my arms, and we embrace, and we hug, and we hug, and we hug. And you know, whilst that's an awesome memory I have of being a father, it's actually a picture of what our Heavenly Father's love is like. Because He is a God who actually stoops down low. He is a God who's there with open arms, ready to welcome us, His children. And so the first thing about our Father's love is it is deeply relational. We heard in Megan actually said this verse, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that we are." By very nature, that there is a father-child relationship, there is actually a relational aspect to His love for us. See, if we think, as quite often we do when we're children, if God is a God up in the clouds with a big white beard, or if God is an angry God who's out to get us, or if God is just a powerful force out there who we've got to please, then this concept of God is not personable. We can't connect relationally with a God who is out there, who's untouchable. But our God is our Father, and He comes to us and He relates with us. And so His love is very deeply relational. And we're designed for this relationship. We are designed to be in this relationship with our Father. And so in the same way that I love my kids, I mean, I love you guys, don't get me wrong, but I love my kids in a way that goes beyond. There's something special about a parent's love for their children that's kind of indescribable. You know, God loves you that same way, with that same intensity of intimacy, with that same deep relational connection. So that's the first thing. God, our Father's love is relational. Second thing is, Megan brought this up, it is unconditional. Now, when Dave first asked me to speak this morning because he's going to be away, the first thing that came to mind was that, oh, how similar my love as a father is the same as God's love as Father. And it's true, there is a similarity, there's a reflection of that. But if I'm honest, you know, I think sometimes there is a bit of conditional love in there. I think sometimes the way I love is actually dependent on the way they behave, what they say, how they act, actually has an impact on the way I respond. But not so with our Heavenly Father's love. There are no conditions that need to be met before He loves us. There is no list that needs to be done, no tick boxes that need to be done before He loves us. This is undeserved favour. This is grace. Many of you know the story of the prodigal son. The son goes away, asks for the wealth, goes away and squanders it all, and he's sitting there in the pigsty, and he thinks to himself, you know what, the servants in my father's household have it better than I do. I'm going to go back to my father and I'm going to say that I'm sorry, and I'm going to ask to be a servant and not a son anymore, just so that I can eat. And Jesus tells this story not so much about the son, but it's actually about the radical love and nature of the father. And it says that while the son was still a long way off, the father saw him and he was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, he threw his arms around him, and he kissed him. Now, if we had a child that goes and does something that is probably a bit silly or whatever, you know, what is our response? Do we go, I told you so, or go to your room and think about your behaviour, what you've been doing? You know, straight away we think about how we're going to teach this child what they did was wrong. And yet, in this story, that's not even in the father's mind. In fact, when the son goes to share with the father and starts to apologize, the father cuts him short. You notice that? He's rehearsing this speech, "Father, you know, I've sinned against you, I've sinned, yeah, blah, 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 blah." He's walking on the way home, "Oh, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that." And he starts to say it to the father, and the father says, "Quick, bring the robe on him, put sandals on him, do this." He's not even interested in the son's apology, because what's important to the father is that the son is found, that he has found his home in his embrace. And so it is with us, that there is nothing that we can do that can change the way our Father loves us. There is nothing we can do that can change that. I'm going to flick through. Lastly, God's love for us is trustworthy. It is safe. It is secure. Why is this? See, I think we love out of intent. You know, I intend to be patient. Sometimes that wears thin. I intend to be kind. I intend not to get angry. You know, I intend to love. But the problem with intention is that it's not guaranteed. And there is a likelihood to fail. And fail we do. But God, our Heavenly Father, loves out of his character, not out of intent. 1 John 4:8 says that God is love. And so our Father loves us out of who he is, out of his character, not out of his choices. So God doesn't sit up there and go in the morning, "Gee, I wonder if today I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that." He is actually a loving Father, and he can't but love us. If we look at Psalm 103, it says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, revere him, love him. The life of mortals, this is us, is like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows it over and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more." That's a bit like, you know, our actions, where we try here and we try there, it changes from day to day. But it says, "From everlasting to everlasting is the Lord's love." From everlasting to everlasting. So God does not change. He does not blow with the wind or change his mind as we do. And so because he is the same yesterday as he is today, as he will be tomorrow, because his character is the same, his love is guaranteed to be the same. It is not going to change. It's not going to wither. And so there is a guarantee, there is a trustworthiness. He is faithful. We are secure to know that no matter what happens, he is going to love us the same way. No matter what we do, no matter how we act, he is faithful to love. And so the Father's love is way more than these three things. But I just want to talk, what does knowing our Father's love, what does this do to us? Well, if you think about someone who you are deeply in love with, in relationship with, and you miss them for some time and you're going to be meeting them again, what emotion comes to mind? You're filled with joy. You know what? When you know and experience the Father's love, you experience a joy like no other. And what happens when we understand that his love for us is unconditional? There is a great freedom. You know, you don't have to pretend to be something you're not. You don't have to try to please God. What a great burden that is lifted off you when you know that your Father in heaven loves you as you are. That's freedom comes to mind. And what happens when we know that our Father's love for us is secure, it is safe, it's trustworthy? You know, there's a peace that comes when we know that. If you think about things that are unstable in your life, and when, you know, perhaps, you know, work might be a bit funny and not sure about employment, and then you get to sign that contract to say that, you know, you've got employment, the stress goes, and there's a level of peace that comes because there's security. And so it's the same knowing that our Father's love will never change. Our Father's love will never change. There's a peace that allows us to go through all the storms of life, knowing that He is our source of peace. And so, back at Moana, so when Skylar gets up and she runs towards me, you know what? If we weren't deeply related to one another, there would have been no giggling and laughter. It would have been a very formal embrace. Oh, hello, sir. How are you today? But because I'm her daddy, you know, she got up and she just giggled and giggled the whole way when she was running because joy filled her heart because she had her eyes set on her dad. And you know what? Because I'm her daddy, she was free to come to me in whichever way she wanted to come. She could have done cartwheels, backflips. She could have run backwards. It didn't matter. What matters was that she was free to come to me and express her love for me in whatever way she wanted. She ran. She ran to me because she had the freedom of relationship. And you know what? I think this is probably one of the most profound things about this story is that before that time, I don't think Skylar had ever left the safety of the tight surround of her parents. And so she was in the safety of that picnic rug with her mum. And when she saw her dad off in the distance, she actually left the security of that space. And she actually went out into danger. I mean, there were flying frisbees, there were dogs, there were snotty children coming up to her. There's all sorts of things on that beach. And yet, the danger, the things on the periphery didn't bother her because she had her eyes set on the secure love and embrace of her daddy. And so it is with us when we come to know God's love for us and His perfect love, that it is trustworthy and secure. We can go through the stuff of life, the dangers, the pitfalls, the bad experiences, and to know that there is a Father in heaven who is ready to pick us up and that He won't let us down. When there's stuff around us, when our own fathers let us down, when stuff of life get us down, relationships, there is one who will never let us go. And you know what? When we spun around and when we embraced and when we hugged that day, it was like the world just stopped for an instant. It's like there was just silence. And there was an actual feeling of perfect peace in that beautiful embrace. And that's what knowing and experiencing the Father's love does for us on the inside. It brings us joy, it brings us freedom, and it brings us peace. And, you know, sometimes I fail as a dad, and sometimes I see that in my children. I see it in their eyes. I see it in their body language. I see that their outlook on the day has been changed. But if we flip that around, if we think about how our Father's love changes us, you know, our body language changes. You know, the kids talked about Dave Potter and the fact that, you know, in his workplace, he's just got this peace about him. The way we view the world changes because we are loved by our Father. And so I'm going to hand back over to Megan in a sec, and she's going to give us instructions on what's going to happen after this. But I just wanted to pray, if we could, because I really feel like, you know, there's probably some people here in this room who've never actually really experienced that type of deep, relational, unconditional, and trustworthy love. Some of us maybe have been resistant in allowing ourselves to open up to that because of past hurts. And I just want to pray for you this morning that this Father's Day would be a special day where you actually allow our Heavenly Father to actually surround you with His arms and to pick you up and to spin you around and to whisper in your ear, I love you. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care what you have done. I love you. And allow that love to transform your very being and to change the way you view life. So I'm going to pray now, and if that's you, will you join me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. Thank you that you've done everything possible to allow us to be in right relationship with you. That you stoop down, that you pick us up, you embrace us, and you whisper in our ear, I love you. Thank you that there is nothing that can separate us from this love. Nothing that we do or will ever do, nothing that we consider of ourselves can separate us from this love. And thank you that this love is guaranteed, that you are the same forever and ever. You never change, and therefore your love for us will never change. Lord, if there are people here this morning who need to know your love, I pray right now that by your Spirit that you would surround them with your love, that you would let them know that they are your children.